بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
اللہ سے کرے دور تو تعلیم بھی فتنہ، املاک بھی اولاد بھی جاگیر بھی فتنہ، نہ حق کے لیے اٹھیں تو شمشیر بھی فتنہ، شمشیر ہے کیا نعرے تکبیر بھی فتنہ. This beautiful poetry is related to the drama performance that you will watch next. The drama is an opportunity given to some very unique guests who wanted their voice heard. These guests are from an Islamic center. They will help us understand why we are not able to extract the spiritual productivity that we should get from them. What is wrong? First, let's see the views of the Azadars of our time.
Visiting Imam Bargah is so much fun, I say. I would like to go there every single day. I don't know about inside, but what does it matter? I can tell you about outside, because that is really better. I meet all the gang, and boy, we have fun. We meet our friends, we talk, and even play and run. Pass the ball, bro! Woohoo! I'm really not interested in sitting in the hall. If I sit there for some time, I will sleep. So this way, Mom and Dad are also glad you see. Whenever you will come to mosque, you'll always see me.
Is it because of us? Oh no, that's not fair. Sorry, your hand and say aloud, Nare Haidari! And let's do hours and hours of Matam. You join me. Yalsen. Yalsen.
Clearly, something is not right. To understand, let me call my first guest. Ab tashreef aavri hai Imam Barga ke alam ki. Aaye, sune unki kahani.
I come in all sizes and all colors too. Sometimes I am black or red or blue. The embroidery and glitter adds to my grace. I catch everyone's eye wherever I am placed. Disrespect or aqidat makes me spellbound. Alhamdulillah, in almost every country I can be found. It gives me immense pleasure to see all of this, but amidst all this, is something getting missed? I symbolize those who stood for haq. I represent those who bore the best of luck. Loyalty of Abbas is what I symbolize, which complements our great Imam's sacrifice. Respect or aqidah, it's very good, you see, but not at the cost of aqidah or belief. If you place me there as a symbol of Hussein, then make sure that you implement there also the values of Hussein. If you place me there as a symbol of Abbas, make sure you show the same loyalty towards your Imam. If you place me there as Zainab's memory, make sure your daughters bear the same qualities. If you place me there as a symbol of Sajjad, make sure you bear the same patience in your heart. If you place me there to remember Ali Akbar, then make sure that your sons are also the Imam's followers. If you place me there to mark your identity, make sure you're not ashamed of being a Shia of Ali. Because if you do not follow what they believed in, believe me, there cannot be a much greater sin. Please, please don't make me the calf of Musa. Don't make me Ganesh or Ram. Remember what I stand for and make that the focus of your Iman. All of the symbols of Karbala, including myself, prioritize aqidah. Aqidat follows next. Prepare yourself to stand behind me when I am in his hand, the bearer of the mission of Karbala, who will bring it all to an end. Inshallah. Thank you.
I never thought this way. Well, let's hear more of them now. My next guest is the most controversial one, the mic. Let's call him.
I am the undeclared king of the castle. Although I don't have big build or muscle, I have an attraction that no one can ignore. Whatever time one gets, they watch more and more. The reciters cite Nohas and Marcias on me. They say it's for Hussein, but it's just for them, you see. Who cares about what's being said or whom it's all about? Unless they get the mic, they'll even fight and shout. People have me as the source of power. The pleasure of nafs blooms like a flower. You think people reside for Zainab and Hussein?
They recite for appreciation, popularity, and fame. Zainab did not have mics at Yazid's Darbar, but our voices heard till today, wide and far. There's nothing wrong in using me. The problem is intention. Recite for Hussein and seek only his appreciation.
اور اب بلاتے ہیں فرش عزا کو جس پہ تمام ہم مؤمنین اپنے مولا کا غم مناتے ہیں یا کم از کم یہی سمجھتے ہیں. Let's call the فرش عزا.
I am the فرش عزا. I'm here to meet you all. I have a lot to say, so I'll try and keep it short. I have a very high status in the traditions of Imams. You know why? Because I am the physical ground for the learning of Islam. A tradition from a Masoom, I'll try and paraphrase. About my status in a holy book, it narrates that a group of angels visited me one day, and when they went back to Jannah, a surprising thing took place. A beautiful fragrance emitted from their wings. The other angels asked, "From where this scent you bring?" They replied with grace that in the majlis of Hussein, they rubbed their wings on me where the mu'mineen remembered his pain. The other angels got excited and asked their fellow beings, "Can we get this too? You know what we mean." The angels shook their head, but alas, it's too late. The majlis is over. What can we say? It's fate. But the angels were committed and insisted they'll try. So what if it's over? The farsh is where they cried. The zikr of Hussein was done on that ground. Examples of such barakat are hard to be found. The Lady of Jannah! The Lady of Jannah! She goes and attends with Zainab and others. Can you imagine that? And the Imam of the time, he also joins in. The status of Farsh Yaza is a very big thing. But, alas my friends, I have a sorrow to share. On the same Farsh Yaza, when Fatima is there, there are so many children who shout and misbehave. And those same kids at school sit quietly in their place. Is the respect of teachers more than that of the majlis of Hussein? And then their mothers conveniently say, "They're out of our hands." Think, dear sisters, think what a big thing this is. If our kids cannot respect Hussein, haven't we lost everything? And it is no lesser what the youth does too. Facebook and WhatsApp, is this the place to do? Bibis and Imams are our spiritual mums and dads. Is this what you will do if your parents are lying there dead? Majlis se azab is a gathering of grief. Please show that respect towards your belief. Even if you don't understand what's being said, recite a tasbih of salawat because Zahra is there. Collect all the blessings that are pouring on that day. Understand my status and the respect you need to pay. If you do as I say, then I promise you today, Jannat will be your final abode one day.
And finally last, but definitely not the least, let's hear it out from the mimbar.
I am the one who has nothing good to say. Minbar-e-Husaini is as mazloom as Hussein. Don't consider me as merely steps two or three. I was used by the Prophet to make society free. I was used by all imams alike to save the Ummah from digression and vice. But what is happening today is not very nice, and I fear, God forbid, we will soon pay the price. It's very important that everyone must think, whatever is happening today, is it the right thing? People sit on me whether they deserve it or not, and pretend to be scholars, which a lot of them are not. They say what they wish, even if it's wrong. They exaggerate things to make their point strong. They manipulate the history to meet the cultural demand. Through all of this, how will we learn about the true Islam? A little test you can take to understand this is ask yourself, how many were Hussein's kids? Years and years of Hazratari, no learning at all. Did you know Muslim was Imam Hussein's brother-in-law? Leave aside the history. What about a Qaid and Fiqh? By each passing day, we're getting more spiritually sick. The worst is that Hussein gave his life. But today, I'm silver high and low price. Titles bestowed without any qualification. Add as many as you want for your own satisfaction. Because of the for sale members market today, our coming generations will have a huge, huge price to pay. More and more youth are disconnected from Islam. They're losing their faith. They're indulging in haram. I beg, I plead, I implore you today. Help me. Help me so I can be in my real, real role today. A scholar is a very, very big name. He is an embodiment of his faith, a living example of what Islam is preaching, and it is the Imam who he is representing. So when a scholar is a purchased speaker, he misleads others, even the truth seekers. He has let down his Imam, he has strayed from his path, and hanging on his head is a very huge wrath. So how do you know who should be with me the next time you conduct majlis or azadari? The answer is simple. You have to look past the evident. It shouldn't matter if he's rich, exhilarating, or eloquent. A majlis is not a place of entertainment. You're here to remember our Imam's torment. So if you don't leave with some knowledge or resolution, forgive me, but that majlis was a very poor decision. However, if the true guides are given the reins, your life will change in a miraculous way. For the only ones who can guide you to the right path are the ones who have reached there, the ones who have passed. Thank you.
In tamam baaton ko sunne ke baad, mere dimaag mein itne sawal hain ki main kya kahun.
मेरे साथ देना साथियों, शहीद सिप्ते जाफर से इंस्पायर्ड होके एक छोटी सी सोच. क्या जश्न हम मनाएंगे जब इमाम आएंगे, क्या बामुदर सजाएंगे जब आएंगे, क्या महफिल सजाएंगे जब इमाम आएंगे, क्या जश्न हम बनाएंगे जब इमाम आएंगे, हमको रग्बत آزمائش بھی کیا نبھا بھی پائیں گے کیا ہم نبھا بھی پائیں گے جب امام آئیں گے ممبر حسینی ہے بے کسی کی وہ تصویر جس کسی کا دل چاہے وہ بنے ہیں عالم دین نہ پڑھے لکھے عالم نہ کوئی جواب طلبی ایک ایک اشر کی لاکھوں میں کمائی ہوئی کیا وہ ہدیہ مانگیں گے کیا پھر وہ ہدیہ مانگیں گے جب امام آئیں گے استغاثہ کا ہو وقت آئیے دعا مانگے معرفت و مولا کی ہم سبھی کی آنکھیں کھلیں اور برے بصیرت بھی دنیا کو بھی پہچانے اور ملے وہ ہمت بھی راہ حق پہ چل پائیں انشاءاللہ کر پائیں گے انشاءاللہ کر پائیں گے جب امام آئیں گے اور پھر جشن ہم منائیں گے جب امام آئیں گے بامدر